Hey, Peter.
Hey.
Have you ever been to Baltimore?
Baltimore. Yeah, of course. Rhymes with Voldemort.
But it's not evil.
No, but they have great lake trout sandwiches.
They do have great lake trout sandwiches.
And they're not trout, and they're not from a lake, but they're great.
I'm Adam Annis.
And I'm Peter Martin.
And you're listening to the You'll Hear It Podcast.
Daily music advice and inspiration coming at you.
Man, I gotta apologize. I feel like I'm just like a walking awkward intro today. Everything we're recording, I just feel like I'm not hitting it in my usual home run style. You know how I'm so charming and perfect
all
the
time?
You're
totally on your B game today.
You're exactly right. I feel like I'm bringing the average down for the squad. So I'm going to try to get it together.
You're bringing the light rainstorm. Like we say, bringing the thunder. You're bringing like the drizzle. Sorry, I'm just kidding. Now I got your confidence down, I think. You know what? It's about to come roaring back. The
yeah.
Adam Manis podcast train is about to leave the station.
Man, sometimes...
Choo-choo!
Sometimes I feel like I can answer jazz questions all day. And sometimes I feel like I don't know anything about anything. But I'm going to try my best here because we have an email from Ryan from Baltimore.
And I mean, you know, folks from Baltimore can be a little rough. So we better get back to our A game before we... Well, you know what it is? Partly, we're in the pod suite here.
Yeah.
Good to be back in the pod suite with the giant sneeze guard. And, you know... If we feel like we're slightly off our game and you look to the side, who is standing there staring at us? Life-size edifices of Mr. Christian McBride and Mr. Sean Jones.
Yeah, but
looking down on us.
Yeah,
I feel
but
like,
Christian's looking at me like, you need to get your stuff together.
Right, but when we're hitting our A game, we're like, yeah, he's like congratulating us. So we're going
like,
to get
yeah.
back there. All right, so we got a question. First of all, we are brought to you by Open Studio, as
yes.
we always are. We're excited, Open Studio. You have a brand new course that has just come out. It's just a few days old, and it's already getting acclaims, and it came out on the same day as our the first ever time we've released two courses in a day, I believe.
That's the first time, yeah.
Right, so tell them about your course, and then let's tell them about the bass course.
Yeah, so we have a new course, Pentatonics and Playing Out. I've been developing it over the last couple months. It's just all about how to use pentatonic scales over tunes, and not just modal tunes or modern tunes, but even like bebop tunes. So you can check that out by going to openstudiojazz.com. And our dear friend, Mr. Bob DeBoo, released his very first course
yes.
for us called Building Blocks of Bass, and that's like fire right now. So if you're a bass player and you want to get like, I think it's one of the most comprehensive beginner to intermediate bass courses I've ever seen. It's really, he's so thoughtful, Bob, and so he put together a really cool guided practice session.
It's
bass
so
course.
Clear and yeah. and it's clear and concise but deep. It's like it's like an inch wide and a mile deep, you know, in terms of what he goes through.
Totally.
And I think that, you know, I talked with him a little bit about it, and I really saw this. I don't know that he was even planning this, but what it's become is very much a corollary and to Christian McBride's new course, Your Sound is Your Signature, and his Fundamentals of Jazz Bass. It really kind of dovetails nicely with Christian's courses in that he uses a lot of the same concepts, but he really goes through and explains them kind of GPS style, but also just taking these foundational things and kind of explaining them a little bit more, whereas Christian, you know, explains them and shows the inspiration, and Bob keeps it narrow but goes very deep, and it's very clear with his explanations, which is great.
Yeah, so go to openstudiojazz.com to check out all of your jazz course needs, but specifically Pentatonics and Playing Out and Building Blocks of Bass, which are brand new offerings.
Yes.
So check that out. So we do have a question from Ryan from Baltimore. He says, love the show. Love the Open Studio Piano Pass. Thank you very much, Ryan. Please keep doing the wonderful things that you are doing to help aspiring musicians like
I'm
myself.
Blushing.
Done. Yeah, I know. Flattery will get you everywhere. I am wondering if you have any advice on how to approach segments of chord progressions that ascend by steps in interesting ways rather than just running the same or similar chord up the scale. In situations like this, I come up short when trying to find interesting voice leading, harmony, and motion. Your perspective would be much appreciated. I know exactly what Ryan is talking about here. Like he mentions like 1, 2, 3. Like so,
I think I could demonstrate what he's saying about just running the same or similar chords up to scale.
Sure,
is that like?
Essentially, yeah. That's basically what he's talking about.
Or.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
So this is, okay, so basically what we're talking about is just straight diatonic movement, with both the root movement and whatever melodic improvisation you're doing as well. I mean, yeah. Totally diatonic in this case within the major scale.
I remember doing, yes. And I remember I played with a singer who played It Might As Well Be Spring, right? And she would do it in the key of C. So I remember having a solo, we did it fast. So like you do get into that. Yeah, like that's just gets ridiculous or whatever. Right. So what can you do? I feel your pain here, Ryan. It's not like doing like a 2-5-1.
Maybe take some of those pentatonics to play out ideas from your newest course.
Oh, yeah, well, for sure. That could be, yeah, A number one. To play, yeah, just play, yeah. George Garzon's triadic chromatic method. Yeah, you can get it.
Exactly. You'll hear it.
But how do you approach that, Peter? Because I have my ways now after dealing with that tune. But.
Well, I think if we I like to think of like where do we start with? Like what's the most basic place we could start? And let's just take one segment. So we say da 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 da. So that's like four bar or two bars. One, two, da da do do da da. Why are we putting a funk vibe on everything?
I don't know.
It's Funkin' Monday. What? So, okay, we got C major. And look, it's always good to think about, like, we talk about learning all keys and all of them being equal, but they don't all sound the same, depending on the instrument, too. So, like, you got to recognize that C, if you go, like, it's going to sound even more vanilla than. And why is that? I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's like, why is blue different than red, you know? So we got to take that into consideration. But we'll look at the most basic play. So C major to G sus to C major to G sus or even G7. I'm going to do sus. So within that, like how many other places can we go, whether we actually substitute or not, but we might use them, as we're still staying on those chords. So,
jeez, look out. Come on.
And those were not necessarily the most connected, but those are just ideas of like different places that correlate with the melody. So we might still just do that with the bass, or the bass player might do that, but so what did I do? I went to A flat major and then to E minor 11.
So nice.
F sharp 13 flat 9. And then what did I do? Maybe B minor 9 to E minor or E flat. You know, you can go all these different places. There's substitutions, but they're less substitutions like. Not that kind of substitution. More static. Harmonic areas that we can sit for a second that match where the melody is, that we can play, get out of that diatonic, you know, rut that we're in. So
yeah.
So some of it might sound like it's playing out, but it's actually based upon specific harmonic areas. So C major, A flat major, over G. And then E minor 7, which gets into like almost like a Lydian G kind of thing. And then F sharp 13 flat 9. They could be used over the G or the C.
So what would you do? Okay, that's, yeah. What would you do though?
Sorry, did I jump too many steps?
There? No. It's so good. But what if we simplified it? What if you were doing just, what if you had an arrangement where it was just... It's going to sound so lame. Right?
Yeah.
Just stepwise diatonic. Key B flat here. What do you do? Over something like this. So you heard it here, folks. Even Pierre Martin doesn't know what to do.
Okay, so... So I think if you find
so So what are you doing there? What is that on that C minor stuff?
Okay, so when you get to C minor, okay, so B flat. So things that you can do just over the B flat, you know, diminished, sharp five. Like these always kind of fit over that. And then shapes that are within that, but are more like F2 kind of situation. But then the C minor, that's your first place. Because normally we would look at like the dominant chord, but there is no dominant the way. That's why I said on that, because you got so many possibilities over a dominant situation. Right. But that's okay. So we're going minor, 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 major. We're just doing that. But we can extrapolate the kind of the connected dominant with that C minor, which would be F7.
Yeah.
So it's like...
I see.
So I'm thinking about substitutions over F7.
F7, yeah.
Or even just like a half-hole diminished over...
Half-hole diminished is great. Like an F half-hole diminished.
So it's almost like you're hearing...
Yeah.
So you think about instead of... So 1, 2, 5, 3, 6, 2, 5. And so...
Yeah.
That's just turning them to all dominants. But you could also do like D over C, G over F, E over D, A flat over G, D over C again, E flat over F, B flat, polychords.
Nice. Man, that's such great advice. And just if I could add one thing to this, Ryan, if none of that is working for you, don't forget your good old friend, the chromatic bailout.
That's right.
The golden parachute.
And and the way that works as a golden parachute, I think, is always... you need to practice. It's not like it's just an automatic parachute. You got to learn how to pull the chute out.
For sure.
And that means like the timing of when you start. First of all, you got to play with some really interesting rhythm because you can't really fall on any kind of harmony being based within that melody. And to be able to craft a good melody with the chromatic scale is difficult because, I mean, think about great melodies. Like they're singable. And singing like, Adam, sing me a chromatic line that sounds good.
La da 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 da. I don't know.
It's, you know what I mean? It's hard, you know.
Yeah, where'd
you
go? I'm trying to make it pretty.
That's not chromatic.
Wait, I got it.
Well, don't see it starts chromatic, but then you're leaving the chromatic. But if you think about like, well, we'll go back to. So it's the timing of it. You know, you got to think about when you're landing on it, when you're stressing, when you're accenting certain notes, when you're sitting on certain notes with the chromatic scale.
Cool. Ryan, hope that helps. Thanks for the question. It's a good question.
Mail us some lake trout. Come on, man. Yeah, we can't get there right now.
Come on.
We need some lake trout.
Let's do it. and if you have a question, you can always email us at...
YHI@openstudiojazz.com. I bailed you out there. You were getting nervous. You were looking for your cheat sheet. You were like, where's my cheat sheet?
Wait, is that correct? My cheat sheet.
What about if they want to leave us a voicemail?
If they want to leave us a voicemail, they can just call country code
+1.
Yeah. Area code 314-282-6437. That's 314-282-6437.
That also doubles as Adam's cell phone number. So he may just pick it up too, but you'll probably get a voicemail. Have you heard what our voicemail sounds like? I think we talked about it.
Yeah, we played it. It's really interesting. But yeah, but also if you're calling for my Uber service, just leave the message of where you want to be picked up.
And where you want to go.
And I can get you if you're in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Great. Till tomorrow.
You'll hear it. shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-